This is the Bloomberg Advantage with Carol Masser and Corey Johnson on Bloomberg Radio.
Do you recall what was revealed today? The music died.
The day the music died. It certainly felt that way in the financial markets, Friday and Monday, coming off of that UK referendum vote to exit the European Union. Let's get a take on the market environment. Bill Smead back with us, Chief Executive Officer, Chief Investment Officer at Smead Capital Management, $2.3 billion in assets under management, joining us once again on the phone in Seattle. Also with us, Eric Schoenstein. He's Portfolio Manager at Jensen Investment Management, $6.5 billion in assets under management, joining us from Lake Oswego, Oregon. Gentlemen, great to have you here with Corey and myself. Hey, Eric Schoenstein over at Jensen Investment Management. You're with us as well. What's changed for you, if anything, over the past week following that UK referendum?
I think that's really a good opportunity to step back and take a breath with all of this. I think what we've seen is really more of a political event than a business-oriented or an economic event. Certainly, there's been lots written about the, you know, what's going to happen economically and everything else, but you know, the realities as far as how this is going to impact, the global companies that we like to look at here at Jensen, our focus on sustainable competitive advantages, strong balance sheets, large amounts of free cash flow redeployed back into growth and value-creating opportunities really means that these are companies positioned to survive economic events like this or survive like this pretty well, and actually maybe even thrive from that. So, you know, there's very much an opportunity for long-term investors to continue to, you know, understand what they own, stay the course if they believe the fundamentals of the businesses they own are good, and understand that from a global perspective, the impact of what's happened with this vote isn't really going to be known for a substantial period of time. I think that's been widely reported when we've had reports that actually step back as opposed to focusing on the political volatility that is no question going to be part of what's happening. But this, that's something that we need to let subside before we can determine what the real implications are as far as how it impacts individual companies.
Bill Smead joins us. Bill, I think of you as a bottoms-up investor, as a micro-investor, if you will. This is a macro event. What do you see changing? What investment do you like today that you didn't like a week ago or that's more attractive as a result of this?
Well, first of all, sorry about the connection. We think that a process that started with the de-emphasis of China, the whole idea behind the unmitigated economic boom that was going to be created by 400 million to 500 million middle-class citizens was dying, and a lot of investors have held on to this idea that globalization was some kind of an end-all, and it's not an end-all. In fact, when you look at what makes GDP, you look at more people or more productivity, and I think our friends at Jensen, they work on a lot of companies that are involved in productivity, and right now we're very much invested in a lot of companies that we would like to see more people. And so more people in the United States is what we think is going to happen, and so we think it's going to force over the next 2 or 3 years, not right away, but over the next 2 or 3 years, a lot of portfolio managers are going to have to sit down and figure out, well, how do I actually make money from what is going to do the best inside the borders of the United States of America? And, of course, as you folks know from our prior visits, that has meant building houses and buying cars that fit two car seats and having babies and doing those kind of things.
Hey, Bill, that's kind of interesting. So are you saying, like, kind of, from an investment perspective, maybe from a political perspective, we're certainly seeing that people are going to become much more domestic focused again and kind of turn away from globalization?
You know, every once in a while, I try to stop myself and try to wrap my mind around the change that the next 10 years is going to bring, because the largest population group is going to be 35 with two kids.
Yeah.
And right now, they're 25 or 27 single. The composition of their spending, your spending goes up 62% between 25 and 34. But not only the spending goes up, but the composition changes. So what we like to say is you go from craft beer and Chipotle burritos and buying the new Apple device to, you know, what makes my household work? What's good for my kids? It's a different planet, and maybe this Brexit thing might be the beginning of an inward focus, which, at least in our portfolio's case, we'd like to think it will be a benefit over the next 3 to 5 years.
Eric Schoenstein, do you concur? So, Bill has a notion that an inwardly focused company, a country, is going to be even more so as you know, global spending, its global business gets harder with the EU out, with China less important, and that companies focused on domestic spending are going to benefit in the coming year. Do you agree with that?
You know, I'd like to say that we have sort of those kinds of specific forecasts for the next 6 months or a year, but I think, you know, we really have a long-term perspective on investing, and I think Bill makes some good points, but I think the way I would think about it is you've seen, and everybody has had differing conversations about global decoupling and then globalization being more on the forefront, and then it's back to global decoupling, and it's sort of this back and forth sort of trade that seems to be going on where, frankly, as we look at businesses, as we look at the opportunities for these businesses, it's really understanding for us that, you know, yes, China is going to be less of a growth engine than they've been, but it's not going to go away. By the same token, when everybody was rushing for the idea of globalization, we were still saying, you know, look, it's important to remember the U.S. is still the dominant economy in the globe, and it's not going away either. It's really about understanding how businesses are diversified and how they're taking advantage of relative opportunities, and all of that free cash flow that these companies have gets deployed to the best opportunities on a global basis. That, to us, is long-term growth creation.
Eric, thank you so much. Eric Schoenstein, portfolio manager, Jensen Investment Management, along with Bill Smead, CEO, CIO at Smead Capital Management, right here on Bloomberg Radio.